Okay, I can tell you a few things not on the sheet, and I'll see if there's something on the sheet also. Okay, first is a great short part that you should be aware of. It's very useful. The first Rashi in Parsha. Yisro gets a Parsha named after him. That's pretty amazing. Right? And Rashi says, why was he called Yisro? Yet he has seven names. Yeter, one of them is Yeter. Sheyiter Parsha Akas Vatol. Because of him, he analyzed Parsha Torah. Right? He gave Moshe advice. And Rashi says, Shenemar, as it says, the Atam Tefaseh. Moshe, see and appoint judges. That's Rashi. Yisro, with an extra harsh section in the Torah because of Yisro, Shehita Parsha Akas Vatol. Great. So I once heard of Shah, I forgot who said it. If you look in Yisro's words, Yisro spoke three psukim before the words the Apotheksa. The Apotheksa is Moshe seen and appoint judges. First, Moshe says, two psukim before that, Novo Tivo, you're going to get worn out. It's terrible, this situation. So you better appoint judges. Why does Rashi quote only from the middle part of Yisro's words? Yisro is the next section of the Torah, we have to have said, appoint judges. But Rashi sees two psukim. So the answer is, anybody can sit in the back and say what's wrong. Say what the problems are. It takes the Yisro to give a constructive idea to fix the problems. Because there's no those guys in the back of the shul, oh, the rabbi this, the rabbi that, you know, this is the problem, that's the problem. Okay, great, tell me 10 problems, tell me how to fix it. Anybody can complain and say what's wrong. It takes the Yisro to give a constructive idea to fix the issue. And that was his godless. Yeah, tough test. That's just an important point. We're going to talk about somebody talk about the constructive nature of this person is always having good ideas. Good. The end of the Parsha. The end of the Parsha. The Pasuk says, Losal b'malos al mizbechi. Now I have steps on a ramp. On the ramp up to the mizbech. I have steps on the ramp. Why? Asher osigolai erbasalav. So the nakedness of the Kohen wouldn't be revealed. Because when a Kohen would have to go like this, step up, so like his robes get a little open, and he wears boxers, and the Messiah, a little matzias. So the floor doesn't see the nakedness of the Kohen. That's why if you have a ramp, take smaller steps, you don't have to lift your leg up, that's why there's a ramp. Ask the Messiah. The floor is going to be a little embarrassed about seeing the nakedness of the Kohen. Right, the floor is going to feel a little like foolish. What does that mean? Shows you go like us. The floor is the floor. The floor is inanimate.
When they also wearing leggings?
What?
They had like leggings, no?
No. If a sign will like boxers. So they went a little further down, but it was loose. And then he had the ketones. And the four. Anyway, so what are we worried about? So the story is told that one time Chofetz Chaim is going to eat over at somebody's house. Eat over at somebody's house on Friday night. And the guy was like excited for this for weeks. Chofetz Chaim's going to eat at my house. Amazing. And he got everything ready. And he took off work that day. And everything's very unbelievable. He goes to the shul. He walks the Chofetz Chaim back to his house Friday night. He comes into the door and sees the table is set. The candles are lit. Everything's beautiful. Everything's shiny. Everything's great. The challahs were not covered. His wife was exhausted the whole day. Because she fell asleep on the couch, she covered the challahs. The guy started screaming, "How can you embarrass me in front of the Gadol HaDor? Everybody knows they have to cover the challahs. What's going on? It's terrible." The wife wakes up, she sees, she goes, she runs to cover the challahs. Chofetz Chaim turns to the guy and says, "Rabbi Yid, why do you cover the challahs?" "What do you want to cover the challahs?" "Three reasons." "I don't know all three reasons. What's the most famous reason?" "So the challah is not embarrassed. Because you should make hamotzi before the hilchos brachos. You're more worried about the challah than you are about your wife." You ever see a challah turn red? But obviously, it's meant to teach us ethics. It's not about the challah. It's about to make us sensitive even to human beings. All mitzvos are about teaching us how to perfect ourselves. I show us the galay or baschal of. It's not about the grounds being embarrassed, but it's about us being sensitive to the concept of error or tznius. Just like it's not about the challah, it's not about the floor. We find sometimes mitzvos that are meant to obviously teach us. Did we do last year the Aseres HaDibros parallels 1 and 6, 2 and 7? Did the Meiri, yeah. Meiri, remember that? Pretty good. The Meiri, remember the Meiri. What? Okay. The Meiri, okay, the Meiri writes that the parallel, right? There's a parallel between each of the Dibros on the same one. There's a parallel between 1 and 6. Right? So, Anokhi Hashem Alokatha is parallel to? What's this? Osir Tzav. Belief in Hashem and killing. Killing is denying the Tzav Alokim of a person. Right? So the ultimate denial of Tzav Alokim is killing somebody. I don't believe, or I can say that, I don't believe that Hashem's in charge. I'll say this in different ways. It's a good Shabbos table question. How do you parallel that? I hope you will say something. Number two. Lo yelachal other gods?
Lutina.
Lutina. Adultery. Throughout Tanakh, Avodah Zarah is compared to adultery. When we stray from Hashem, Avodah Zarah, that's like adultery in a certain sense. 3 and 7 is the harder one, so we'll skip that one now for a minute. But we'll skip to 4. What's 4? Shabbos. What's 9? Hosanna, Eidus Sheker. Shabbos is testimony, Shabbos is Eidus, and Hosanna is Eidus Sheker. So that parallels. The last tour is a little tricky, but it could work. Keep it up, aim. And low top mode. Don't covet. Have those fit together. Don't be jealous. Keep it up aim, I recognize that I'm not the center of the world. I realize I need other people. I don't focus on myself. Well, stop going that. We shouldn't focus on ourselves. Related to others. So it's also connected. Well, stop going. Be happy with who you are. Don't think you're the God's gift to the world and you deserve everything. Keep it up aim, I recognize I need my parents. What about 3 and 7? Otisa, then we'll see that. Right, and we'll get a suit, we'll say no, even though it really means kidnapping, but we'll say no. Stealing, yeah.
Isn't it like Abirgur as a bear?
Oh, so yeah, Meiri says maybe it means that if you steal, you'll probably swear falsely in order to cover it up. He says that could be one leads to another. Right, if you steal, you'll have to swear falsely to cover it up. But then he says something deeper. Remember, it's from Rashefa many years ago. That's why the Meteorites is not found in the shops. It's like 50 pages long. They quoted it, and I'm like, when am I going to find this? It was on page 2. So, okay. It was on page 10. I haven't read the first 10 pages of the Meteor. I haven't read the first 2. Says the Meteor. If somebody, his lashon is scary for modern day. He says, if somebody goes and dresses up like an Orthodox Jew, wearing talis and tefillin, and then goes and steals with nobody looking, says that's bearing God's name in vain. Lotis doesn't just mean swearing, it means carrying the badge of Torah Judaism falsely. So on the outside, we dress like a Jew and act like a Jew, but we'll go steal behind people's backs. Lotisa, don't carry the badge of Judaism falsely. Lo signif. The Meteor wrote that 700 years ago. Right? There were people there that dressed the parts. Right? If we look like a Jew, we have more responsibility to act like a Jew. That's Lo Sisa and Lo Sikha. Lo Sisa and Lo Sikha. Yeah.
Why are they sticking more than the other ones?
Why what?
Why are they sticking more than the other ones? So basically.
Because, I mean, that's a pretty common one. You know, investment funds, you know, that's you can only ask that question if it's a better one. It could fit, but I'm saying there's nothing wrong with having low signal one. And you can always ask the why question if you have a better reason for the other one. But this one is fine too. Yeah.
What about
no answers? That's not believing in Hashem. Believing Hashem is in charge. What Sir Tzach means, I'm in charge. I'm in charge of life and death. Or I do not decide to be a good person. Therefore, I could remove it. The Bar Yosef? Okay. Yeah.
What do you say that you say that it's kidnapping?
What?
It's kidnapping, how do you explain that?
See, he wasn't, yeah, he was taking on the passion. But kidnapping, he relates to the kidnapping. That's how Chazal say what it means. Be right here with yeah. Okay, we'll do one for the sheet. One for the sheet with the Bar Yosef is in the book. Bar Yosef in source 11. He has a famous question. I like the last one also, with Rabbi Yaakov. But he has the question of why that starts to differ. So to say, I don't mention Rabbi Yaakov, Asher will say, Sicha the Eretz of Yisrael. Bar Yosef, Bar Yosef, was number 7. Number 11. Why doesn't he say, Asher Barati? Right? Why doesn't it say, I'm God that created the world? Why does it say, Asher, I pray Hashem that we have nations? I think it's going to be shown where he asked this question. Why doesn't it say Asher Barati Shnei Baretz? So then he answers David. The Bar Yosef says, Hashem didn't have to say that at that moment. That I created the world, that I created you. They felt it. He didn't have to say it. At the moment of my separation, at the moment of my Har Sinai, right, Chazal tell us, Hashem brought the heavens down to the mountain. Hashem held the mountain over their heads like a barrel. Hashem, it was kolos and brakim and fire and what? They saw that God created the world. It wasn't like Hashem had to identify himself. I created the world. They saw at that moment. They saw God was in charge of nature. They saw John was in charge of creation. All these things happening. So Hashem doesn't have to say that I created the world. They see right now mountains and wind and the voice that goes from one side of the world to the other world. And they also realize that Hashem created them. How did they realize that? Because the Gemara tells us, after the first deeper, everybody died. Hashem did Tchias HaMeisim. Second deeper, we died. Hashem did Tchias HaMeisim. So Hashem created us. They experience that right now. So Hashem doesn't have to say, I am Hashem who created the world. They see that he created the world.
Why is it mentioned Messiah?
The additional point, though, I am Hashem who took out of Mitzrayim, Hashem says, this is what I need you to recognize. There's a concept called Schar Va'onesh. The Mitzrayim got it because they acted in a certain way. My Har Sinai is about accepting the Torah and knowing that, you know, there's Schar Va'onesh. Knowing there's a life to live, is servants to be, Avdei Hashem, you have the privilege and the responsibility. And that's what you have to recognize. And that's why it says, Asher Hosei Sicha, and not Asher Baras. There's a lot more, there's a lot in Parshas Yisroel. Naseh, remember the Mishpach, we spoke about Wednesday night, Naseh versus Naseh and Nishma. But there's a lot here.